Hey, it's great to be back with you. Simon Peterson here with the latest edition of New Beat. Lots for you on the program today. Six great original songs, plus four special features, including Wealth of Health, Words from the Wise, and Wacky News, plus two inspirational stories. All that packed within the next half hour. So let's get to it, starting with this from Sonny James. Sonny James there, spending time loving somebody, and that's certainly the very best investment of your time that you could possibly make. If we determine that we will perform one deed of love and kindness every day, no matter how small or insignificant it might seem, we will never stop reaping the returns. And let that be our thought for the day.
A Wealth of Health, keeping you fit for life.
What's good often turns out bad. New research highlights a frustrating fact about science. What was good for you yesterday frequently will turn out to be not so great tomorrow. The sobering conclusion came in a review of major studies published in three influential medical journals between 1990 and 2003, including 45 highly publicized studies that initially claimed a drug or other treatment worked. Subsequent research contradicted results of 7 studies, 16%, and reported weaker results for 7 others, an additional 16%. That means nearly one-third of the original results did not hold up, according to a report in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Experts say the report is a reminder to doctors and patients that they should not put too much stock in a single study. It also is a good reminder that doctors can be wrong and frequently are.
From his album Precious Little, here's ex-Fleetwood Mac slide guitarist Jeremy Spencer with a track called Dr. J.
Where music comes to you in a variety of styles. Ballad. Blues. Hip-hop. Techno.
Fast.
Slow.
Close the door.
And much more.
Music.
For free downloads of hundreds of your favorite New Beat songs, log on to www.newbeat.org. That's N-U-B-E-A-T.org. Check it out.
Yes, you're with New Beat, and here's the first of today's short inspirational stories. One of my favourites, all about a tour group who was spending the night at a mountaintop resort. And most of the group gathered to watch the sunset from the terrace of the hotel. One man lingered until the last glow faded and seemed thrilled through and through by the beauty of it all. One of his fellow travellers noticed this and remarked to him later, "You certainly seem to enjoy that sunset. Are you an artist?" "No, I'm a plumber," the man responded with a slow grin. "But I was blind for 5 years."
As I play my guitar,
look up into the stars. I'm reminded of the beauty that you only just shows the way you are. As I played my guitar and I look out into the seas, I'm reminded of the beauty that you, by the things that I can see. The creation is evidence of what your heart is made of. There is no doubt in my mind and heart of your beauty and your love. As I play my guitar and I look out into the fields, I'm reminded of the beauty that you, by the things that I can feel. Things I see that surround me each day are an expression of your love. From tiniest details to the universe, my heart is filled with awe. As I play my guitar and I look up into the stars, the beauty that you are, it just shows the way you are. Your words of beauty that live in my heart are more than senses can feel. A realization deeper than my mind can know. All I can say is that it's real.
That's Fisher playing his guitar as he meditates on the wonders and beauties of nature. And you too should try taking a few moments each day to reflect upon the beauty and perfection of God's creation. It will renew your inner energy and refresh your soul. Here's a couple of web addresses for you to take note of. Firstly, www.activated.org, where you can log on and read the Activated magazine and also sign up for a variety of inspirationals that can be sent to you daily. That's www.activated.org. Also, if you'd like to download some of the original songs that you hear on New Beat, they're available on www.newbeat.org. Check it out. And if you'd like to write to us, our email address is mail@radioactivated.com. You're with New Beat, presented by Simon Peterson, presenting for you a variety of musical talent from all seven continents of the world. Our next artist is from Uganda in East Africa. His name is Paul Mugara, and the song is called One God.
The more I listened to the song, the more I knew it was a song that I wanted to be involved with, to do with a message and the fact that we have one God and the fact that we are supposed to be unified under that one God. We're not supposed to fight each other. We have all sorts of racial prejudices, and it's not just a white and black thing, but it's also here in Africa. because tribes from one part of the country don't want to work with tribes of another country, and yet we all say we serve one God, we pray to the same God. So I felt that it was a message that that can bring reconciliation, I hope, in its small way, to the people who will listen to it.
I've got my God, and you say you've got your God. You're from a different place, and I come from a different race. But we've grown up the same in the morals we proclaim. We live for the same dream. We want the same thing. But why do we fight each other? Why do we kill one another? We've got the same name. We're called the human race. Why is it that we can't live in the same place? We met on the street, I wonder how we'd greet each other. Would we change our views if I looked on you as my brother? Hey, 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 hey. 'Cause I could live next door or on another floor. Live together in unity as it was meant to be. But why do we fight each other? Why do we kill one another? We've got the same name. We're called the human race. Why is it that we can't live in the same place? We've got one God, the God of love to believe in. So why not start again and get to where we should have been all along before we went wrong? I know we could try again, though we all felt pain. Forget who's to blame and live in love's name. But why do we fight each other? Why do we kill one another? We've got the same name. We're called the human race. Why is it that we can't live in the same place? Oh, why, oh, why?
The song recorded at Radioactive Productions in Kampala, Uganda. That's Paul Magara with the song written by Andrew V, One God. And our words from the wise on today's show is from Victor Hugo. And he said, the greatest happiness of life is the conviction that we are loved. Loved for ourselves, or rather, loved in spite of ourselves. And on New Beats, we have music from all around the world. Over to South America now. This is Cherisha.
Conmigo. como si existieras solo tú, como si existieras solo tú. Si me recibes, mi amor descubrirás. Reach out and receive my love for you. Let us leave the past behind and let us start brand new. I want you by my side, 'cause I'm in love with you. Baila conmigo esta noche, amémonos a él o no al otro. Tú eres mi vida y mi amante, anhelo tus besos y tu amor. Baila conmigo esta noche, amémonos a él o no al otro. Tú eres mi vida y mi amante, anhelo tus besos y tu amor. Baila conmigo esta noche, amémonos a él o no al otro. Tú eres mi vida y mi amante, anhelo tus besos y tu amor. Baila conmigo esta noche.
Our second inspirational story on today's programme is the well-known fable of the camel's nose. Now, according to a Bedouin fable, an Arab and his camel were crossing the desert. Night came and the temperature dropped. The Arab put up his tent, tied his camel to it, and went to sleep. The temperature dropped further, and the camel asked the Arab for refuge from the cold. The Arab was adamant. There's only room in the tent for one. The camel was quiet for a few minutes, but soon asked again, "Please, master, just my nose. If I could just put my nose in your tent, it would keep me from freezing out here." And the Arab reluctantly agreed. The camel's nose became warm, but after a while, the temperature went down even more. The camel woke the Arab and asked, "Oh, please, can I just put my forelegs in the tent? They're very cold." Again, the Arab reluctantly agreed, "Only your forelegs, nothing more." And so the camel nudged his forelegs into the tent and they became warm. Now, after some time, the camel woke the Arab again. "Master, I must put my hind legs into the tent. Otherwise, I fear that they will freeze and I won't be able to finish our journey tomorrow. What good is a camel with frozen hind legs?" So the Arab agreed once more, and the camel moved his hind legs in. But since there was only room in the tent for one, the Arab was forced to move out into the cold, where he barely survived the night. Depression is like that camel. It just needs a small opening to get started, usually a thought that seems to have some basis in truth or reason. But if you entertain that thought, pretty soon, it and a whole lot more like it move in and take over. So don't let the camel get its nose inside your tent.
Everybody be happy, singing this song. Everybody sing freely, sing right along. Singing, it's so good that we live together, living and loving one another. Tell me right now, well, you know I love you, brother. Shout it out loud, honey, it's so
Hey, it's been great being with you as always. Don't forget to check out those two websites, activated.org and newbeat.org. And if you'd like to write, well, our address, mail@radioactivated.com. Well, let me sign off now, and I look forward to being back with you next time for some more New Beat. Bye for now.